Admiral Chris Barry was Chief of the Defence Force when Australia first went into Afghanistan. He's been watching coverage of the dramatic events unfolding in Kabul.
Well, the first thing I have to say is I'm not surprised. The supplies and support and food for the so-called Afghan army disappeared weeks ago, and they were expected to go out there and fight on nothing. So they took the obvious way out by not fighting anymore. So the collapse has come very suddenly. I would say right now there's been a common objective that has bound all of the so-called Taliban fighters together, and that is to get rid of the foreign invaders, to return Afghanistan to Taliban rule. Now, of course, there will be a struggle for power, and that struggle for power is going to be brutal. It's going to be full of payback. I think it's going to be quite ugly. We can't be certain what it will look like over the next weeks, months, and potentially years. For all those people in Australia and in the United States and the other coalition of the willing, if you like, who tried in Afghanistan, this is going to be a terrible moment. It will have an impact on the mental health of some of our folks who went to Afghanistan. There is absolutely no question that we left it far too late to try and do anything about the people who helped us. At the moment, I can imagine the scenes around the airports and any other routes for getting out of Afghanistan are pretty horrible. They'll be full of very desperate people. It'll be very difficult for anyone to manage. I think there are going to be a lot of people left behind, and I think it's going to be a very sad day for a lot of people in our country.
What do you think about that? It appears that the rescue mission that Australia was trying to mount, they didn't get there in time before Kabul fell. Who knows if there would be any opportunity now to get people out. But what do you think about the fact that seemingly we left it far too late?
Well, it was in April that we said we wouldn't be there any longer. And it was in April that we started to forecast the need for all of this to happen. And I don't know why we suddenly found ourselves so caught out and unprepared to do the work. I have read a litany of reasons why this was going to take weeks, months and years, and people were having to be processed, and now we find the very ugly truth that we've just left it far too late. And the only hope we would have now of getting people out would be if the United States is able to wrangle some accommodation. And I'm not even sure they're going to succeed. So at the moment, it doesn't look very hopeful to me for a lot of those families and people who helped us when we were there.
What do you think about that?
I think it's terrible. I think it's a horrible story. This comes back to the same as the Vietnam experience. And mark my words, I think there will be reprisals, there will be paybacks, there will be all sorts of brutalities that I guess will dribble out over the next period of time. For all of those people who helped us, God help them. God help them.
That's the former Chief of the Australian Defence Force, Admiral Chris Barry.